Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear from our homegrown boxing star Nicholas Axman Walters, and a monument is unveiled for our Paralympians. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. It's been a rocky road to stardom for Nicholas Axman Walters, but being the championship boxer that he is, he has never been one to hold back from a fight. Some would say that boxing in Jamaica is well past its heyday, and with few sponsors willing to give the sport the push it needs, many would-be boxers often lose interest not long after picking up a pair of gloves. In spite of all this, Nicholas Walters, son of former boxer Job Walters, is committed to making a name for himself where many others have failed. And with a professional boxing record of 25 wins and no losses, with 21 wins by knockout, the Axman's stock is rising rapidly across the globe. Most recently, Walters claimed the WBA World Super Featherweight title after dismantling Filipino opponent Nonito Donaire in 6 rounds, winning by technical knockout. Back in Jamaica to a hero's reception, here's what he had to say about that fight.
Friends called me and said to me that, you know what, you cannot manage this fight. Even. Why take such a hard fight? We're not betting on you. We're going to go against you in this fight because this fight is a fight that you can win. But with our dedication and our training and with my father and my camp and my other coach, Cesar Chavez, the outcome was 6 rounds, knocking him out after 6 rounds.
The Axman is thankful to all Jamaicans who have been supporting him over the years, acknowledging that he feels truly proud to be representing his homeland.
I'm grateful even for what my Jamaican people has been doing for me, and I'm very happy. And I say thanks again.
Axman says although this year has been challenging, it's also been the best of his career to date, as he works to establish himself as a credible boxing contender in various markets.
I've been away from Jamaica for almost 11 months now. This year was a beautiful year for me, but it wasn't an easy year. A lot of hard work, a lot of road work, a lot of sparring, a lot of training, a lot of dedication, a lot of counseling also this year. But actually, this year was one of the most successful years for me in my young career. Winning the title here in Jamaica was an excellent year. But this year, it most definitely topped off because this year, fighting two major big names in boxing. Tough fight, as I say, Jamaican, tough on odds, so we have to go through it here.
A symbol of the strength and resilience of Jamaica's Paralympic athletes is now on display at the Norman Manley International Airport for all to see. Jamaica received one of the 164 petals of the cauldron, which was lit during the 2012 Paralympic Games. The petal was presented to the country as a souvenir after the cauldron was dismantled following the 2012 Games. The cauldron for the symbolic Olympic flame was used for both the Summer Olympics and Paralympics. For the Olympics, 204 petals were lit, while 164 were ignited for the Paralympics. The petal has been mounted on a plaque in a glass case and is on display at the airport. Speaking at the special ceremony for the unveiling of the petal, Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley said the monument will help draw attention to the achievements of Jamaica's Paralympians.
The fortitude and the resilience which our Paralympians continue to demonstrate as they surmount challenges and beat the odds are laudable and exemplify the indomitable Jamaican spirit that the world has come to embrace.
She notes that the government is working to make sports more accessible to all Jamaicans, especially persons with disabilities.
Our national sports policy speaks clearly to the importance we give to ensuring that every single Jamaican will have access to participate in sport, whether competitively or recreationally. The Sport for All ideal is more than just a concept, it's a commitment of the government.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.